Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, April the 3rd, 2026. First Friday in the month of April. Good Friday, by the way. 13 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan. And do want to thank the committee to elect Jason Schauber for the fun we had this afternoon, our Easter egg hunt, and Kroger, which was where we were. And we thank them for letting us sit up there for the big broadcast this afternoon. A lot of fun today.
Yes, I think so. I think it was good.
And Mary Ellen was in it for the long... She is such a good sport.
Yes, I think so. She, yes. There the whole time.
There the whole time. And having a good time the whole time. She, I think she gets a kick out of doing stuff like that.
Well, I think so. I think otherwise she probably wouldn't do it.
Well, I think it's stuff like that, like going to the root beer stand, grand opening, and freezing weather, and... doing things like this and setting the balloons off with the money tied to it on eclipse day. And I think she likes that sort of fruitcake tosses.
Balloons are gone. Ended up in Lake Erie. Gone forever.
I bet you that money turns up one day. One day. It didn't disintegrate.
One day somebody's going to fish it out of the waters of Lake Erie.
They will. They will. And they'll call us. Of course, we'll all be dead by that point. But... somewhere we'll know that it happened. Well, by the way, phone lines are open if anybody'd like to call in. Did you enjoy the broadcast earlier? 740-383-9944. Hey, I want to thank Adam, by the way, who got our shows right up immediately today. So they're available on the Facebook page if you want to listen to the repeats after the shows are over tonight. And also sent me a picture from the Windy City of the legendary Jack Brickhouse. There's a Jack Brickhouse statue in Chicago, and I interviewed Jack's widow many, many times, Pat Brickhouse, on this station. Of course, Pat has went to her reward now as well, so it was nice to see that. So thanks, Adam.
Is her full name Patricia?
Yes.
Okay.
She was a good, good interview.
Well, that's good. You know, I like interesting people.
The greatest thing was when the Cubs finally won the World Series, Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey were both gone, but... Pat Brickhouse and Dutchie Carey were both still alive, and they both were calling in. I had them both on the morning after the Cubs won the World Series, and I loved it.
That's good.
Yes.
I mean, yes, it fits. Perfect.
It worked, and now Pat is gone, and Dutchie is still around, but she's so far into her 90s, I'm not sure how stable Dutchie is anymore at this point.
Well, you know, that's been around a long time, you know. That's always good.
You know, why don't we have nicknames like that anymore? Dutchie is not her real name. I forget what it is. But, you know, they used to have, like, they would have Nan. Nan was a nickname that they would give people that would stick. Dutchie was one of those. We don't do that anymore.
We do to some extent, I guess, but not... I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, we shorten names a lot.
Well, that's more of a nickname. These became people's names.
Well, I guess if you're just like changing the name entirely, like you know, like my name's Matthew, but you know, not everybody, I guess, but the majority of people will refer to me as Matt.
That's because Matthew is a mouthful say it.
Look, it has something to do with growing up, okay? I promise you. When I was a child, everybody called me Matthew. And then all of a sudden, I started getting older, and then everybody's Matt.
Matt. Well, it's easier. Well, what's wrong with Matt?
No, I mean, nothing. You can call me Matt if you want. I mean, I got no problem
with
it. You
want Matthew?
But
we'll work on it.
I will never introduce myself as Matt. I will always introduce myself as Matthew.
Well, what makes the difference?
I don't know. My name's not Matt, I guess.
Okay.
I introduced myself as Matt one time, and I was like, that's not me. That feels weird.
I don't understand the people who say, Elizabeth is a nice name, but Liz. You know, Liz is easier. Now, but that's one of those ones you can't self-shorten. Like, if somebody's name is Elizabeth, and they haven't told you to call them Liz, you can't say, hey, Liz. You know, that doesn't work.
Why not?
Well, because Liz is completely different from Elizabeth.
No.
It is. It
Liz,
is.
Elizabeth.
I like the name Liz, though. I think that's a good name.
I like the name. I could pick some random names. Adonese, that's a good name. I don't know if it means anything. I don't even know if it's a word.
That. You don't want that. Adonese?
Yeah, is it a word?
I don't know.
It sounds okay.
In any event, we're here on a Friday. It's Good Friday. It's a religious holiday.
Well, that's good.
Were the banks open today? Did anybody ever find out?
Hey, my name's Matthew. Look at that.
What? Okay. I don't know what that had to do with the banks being open.
No. Biblical holiday. Matthew. Biblical.
Oh, you're a step behind again. Okay. We've moved on to a new subject. Were the banks open today?
I don't know. I don't go to banks.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been to a bank in your life.
Yes, I've been to a bank in my life, but it's not like I'm going to the bank every week.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know. I can look it up. We can find out real fast.
Who cares at this point? If they're closed now, we're not going now regardless. Guess you can go to the ATM. Big Easter holiday, the big pastel holiday coming up on...
What are pastels? Like the bright colors?
Yeah, like the Easter egg colors.
Okay.
Pastels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the lime greens. Early on in that broadcast, I called one of the eggs turquoise, and Mary Ellen said, that's not turquoise.
Hey, well, you should have been there. She picked up the egg and looked at it.
Like, did something happen to my eyes? This is not turquoise. And I said, is that not turquoise? And she said, no, that's lime. She said, this is turquoise. Oh, we were having fun today. She laughed a lot today. We were having a good time.
I think so.
I think that broadcast was more for the people doing the broadcast than people listening. It was fun.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Every time I would say pastel, I could look over at her and she was laughing. I'd say Easter, the big pastel holiday, and she would just be laughing over there.
What do you mean, like the big, like people just dress?
Yes, they wear their dress clothes and they have pastels.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, yellow is a big Easter color. You know, like bright yellow.
Turquoise, lime, purple.
I don't know that those are really Easter colors. I understand that
they are. Right there's the eggs.
Yeah, I understand that they make Easter eggs like that, but yeah, I don't know that those are Easter colors.
Then our big professional drawing today, when we drew the winning egg out, you dumped all the trash on the table that was in the Kroger sack.
Well, we
class act all the way.
had to get a bag, you know. And all of Sean's Reese egg trash was in there.
I would have dumped it into the trash can that was like 2 foot away from you, but you just dumped it right on the table. There's the trash.
I picked it up afterwards.
Yeah, but when you just dumped it on the table like that, you know, I thought, Jesus.
Oh, I picked it up. Don't worry.
What can you do?
I need a bag.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. You know, plane shot down over Iran today, but luckily, person rescued. Good news.
Yes, good news.
I thought that
there's still a missing person, though.
Yeah, but I don't like that. Because I think the retaliation, I'm not sure that we have the... most stable people making the decisions for how we would retaliate.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you take Trump's word for it, I mean, you know, I don't remember I think it was in a short phone interview with, I don't know, CNN maybe, I don't remember who. I think I read it on the AP. But he was asked if it was going to affect the negotiations with Iran at all, and he said no, not at all. It's a war. I was like, you know, honestly, first sensible thing I've heard him say in a while.
I'm still trying to figure out his 13-minute speech on Wednesday night.
I did not go back and listen to that. I probably should have, but...
Wasn't
really a whole lot there. He just kind of...
He didn't say when the war was going to end. Didn't really say who he was talking with to get peace solved. I don't know. I didn't understand it.
I mean, I would assume if he's talking with somebody in Iran to get peace done, it'd be you know, the Ayatollah.
You think?
He's the one in charge of the country. I don't know how else you're going to get the peace done.
I don't know. It's all confusing to me, but, you know, hopefully nobody gets killed. I mean, I guess that's the best you can hope for at this point.
Well, it's a bit late for that.
Nobody else gets killed.
Well, you know, I'm hoping, I guess.
You know what's become interesting? Have you noticed that only, and I hate to say this, but Republicans that are running for office right now do not want to do a whole lot of interviews unless it's a friendly source, because I think they don't want to describe Donald Trump's demeanor right now. This happened during the W. Bush era as well. When a Republican president, and I don't know why it's Republican president, because I guess because a Democratic president has not had a low approval rating since Jimmy Carter, so that's a long time ago.
Sad. The Abraham Accords. There we go.
Bill Clinton never had low approval ratings. George W. Bush did. Barack Obama never really had low approval ratings. Donald Trump has. And I think the problem is, so that's why you notice this, that's why I equate this with more with Republicans, but when the Iraq War became severely unpopular, Republicans did not want to do interviews unless it was like on Fox News, a friendly news source, because they did not want to have to justify or not justify what the president was doing.
Nobody's really said anything about the war. I haven't heard Democrats really speak out about it either.
Oh, but they would tell you they don't like it. And that helps them with their voters.
Well, then why aren't they out, like, stomping their feet about it?
Oh, I think if you had a Democrat on, they would say that they didn't like... Mary Ellen has said it. And I think if you brought anybody on running for office, they would say it.
Maybe.
They would say they support the troops but do not support the war and think the president has made a bad choice here, I think is what they would say.
I guess, maybe, yeah, probably.
But what would somebody who needs the Trump vote say? What would Vivek Ramaswamy say?
Does he need the Trump vote?
Well, I don't know, does he? That's a question.
Well, I mean, the Trump vote's certainly going to help. I mean, Ohio went Trump, three times.
I mean, if you're endorsed by, let's say, the vice president, I mean, what are you going to say? I don't think you want to talk about it.
Is he not endorsed by Donald Trump himself?
Who?
Right.
If you're endorsed by Trump or you're endorsed by J.D. Vance, probably, most likely, you don't want to talk about this. And I think even if you're endorsed by Ramaswamy, because he is endorsed by Trump, you probably don't want to talk about it. I think even Republicans who are not all in on Trump right now still don't want to tick off potential voters.
Well, the war in Iran's not all that popular a conflict.
That's the problem.
So
it's popular with 30% of the people, and those 30% are probably people who might vote for you if you're a Republican, but you got to win those independents, and you're not going to do that by saying that you're for the war. So that's why I say a Republican does not really want to do media right now.
But I don't think the war is...
That's why, by the way, the point is that I have a lot of respect for Republicans who will come on now and talk about the war and answer hard questions and go to, credible media outlets, not friendly fire.
Why give anybody credit who will come on and talk about it?
Right. I mean, if you go on somewhere and they just go on and never ask a question that isn't of any pertinence... You know, they like to talk about property taxes now. That's the big thing for the Republicans, because that's a popular issue to eliminate the property tax. But when you say, well, how are you going to fund everything, they don't really...
Well, I think it's a pretty simple solution. You just raise sales tax.
You're not going to say that, though. You're not going to say that.
Well, I mean, you got to make up that money somehow, and, I think they're going to raise sales tax.
We'll see. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But this happened during the Bush era. A lot of congressmen, a lot of state reps, they did not want to talk about it. But there were a lot less Republicans in office during that era.
So warmongers.
Well, they didn't want to talk about the war on Iraq because it was severely unpopular. But they knew that a Republican president had made that decision.
War generally tends to be unpopular.
Right. That's why if you're running for office, you really don't want to talk about it.
anti-war tends to be the popular stance.
That's why I think something like Jack Kellogg endorsing Ben Weber is a positive thing. Because there's no negative in that. What's the negative?
I don't know. I don't see one.
Right. I mean, but most subjects have negatives.
I don't think there's anybody who, like, dislikes Jack Kellogg.
No. No, and I think that's an interesting thing. But you got to wonder, why do you think he endorsed Ben Weber in that three-person race? I'm sure he was asked by the people. Because apparently people are swiping up endorsements like nobody's business.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm sure he's heard from both people. Apparently he liked Ben Weber better, but I mean, I don't know what the difference is between them, honestly. I know Ben's like the you know, like I said, he's a bit more of the, he worked at the State House, apparently.
So you don't think there's any difference between these people? I think there's differences.
Like policy? I mean,
well,
like they were both, I mean, all three of them, not even both, they all three were pro-Trump, and they, I mean, they all three believed in pretty
much
the
same
exact things.
Would they be today? Will anybody ask them that? I don't know.
Well, get them all back on and do it.
Well, they have an open door anytime they want to come on, but as I told you, I don't think Republicans want to go to legitimate media outlets right now.
Have you asked?
No, but they're free to come on.
Well, you could ask, and then they could tell you no.
And then I say what? Ah, look, they won't come on.
I mean, you could have said, yeah, I've asked a couple.
Well, I mean, isn't that always the case?
What?
And by the way, if a Democrat does the same thing, I would say the same thing. I just think it's a tougher road right now because most Republicans
Gotta get John Fetterman on. Get him to explain his positions.
Well, I don't think he's very relevant to Ohio, though.
What?
The president is relevant to Ohio. The people running in Ohio are relevant to Ohio. I think unless you have some kind of big name, it really doesn't mean a whole lot.
I think anybody in the Senate has just as much to do with Ohio as you know. I mean, they are the legislative branch.
Yeah, but one vote. It's not
like
their...
The national government has to do with Ohio as a whole. I mean, it's the national government. Ohio's part of the nation.
I don't know. I've seen John Fetterman interviewed, and frankly, it's no... it's no piece of artwork.
Well, I guess that's, you know.
That's why the people like, Alan Simpson and Ted Kennedy and Barney Frank and, I'm trying to think of some other senators who would fall in this category. But they were always good interviews because they talked a lot. They knew a lot about what they were talking about. That was good, but if you don't...
Ted Kennedy, the one who's still in office?
No, Ted Kennedy's dead.
Who's the one that's in office now? There's a Kennedy in office. I don't know if it's like, you know, of the Kennedy.
I think it's one of the... Yeah, it is, but I can't remember. I think it's one of the Bobby Kennedy branches.
I don't know, I just remembered there was a Kennedy in office now.
In any event.
Yep.
Here we are. 740-383-9944. But my question is, so you think all the state rep candidates are all the same? Because certainly the county commissioner candidates are not all the same.
I haven't, you know, I mean, talked to any of them, so I don't know, you know, as far, I mean, I know, I guess I've heard Jason Schauber's ad run on here, you know, but yeah, I mean, I would assume that, yeah, I mean, well, Jason's, you know, like on the outs of the party at this rate, or at this point, but, I mean, maybe at this point, as far as the 86th district race goes, I mean, maybe there's a difference now. I mean, there's a whole you know, war that's developed since then.
Who's going to win that treasurer's race? The one endorsed by the vice president or the one endorsed by Ramaswamy?
I don't know anything about either of them. If it was just based on the endorsement, I'd probably have to say Ramaswamy just because people who like Ramaswamy are going to show up to vote for Ramaswamy on the election day.
Ramaswamy and Putch?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Ramaswamy's pretty well, good and well got that.
I had this conversation not too long ago that the more fringe Republican group seems to be against Ramaswamy, but they will not say they're for Casey Putch because See, I think that would hurt him at the polls. So that's another question they really don't want to talk about right now. Because you've got their voters saying Ramaswamy is a sellout and Ramaswamy is this and Ramaswamy is that. But then yet these candidates who are going to be on the down ticket of Ramaswamy, who is clearly going to win that primary, cannot come on and say, I support Casey Putch, because then they know that would hurt them.
He could. Or they could,
if your opponents don't, you couldn't. You could. There is not. Name one person running in a Republican primary who has said, I think Casey Putch is going to win publicly.
I don't think anybody. Do you think that there's people who think that Casey Putch is going to win besides maybe his group?
Do you believe that every Republican running for office supports Vivek Ramaswamy right now? As much backlash as there has been against him recently?
I don't think they all support. I mean, I know for a fact they don't all think he's a strong candidate. I mean, I don't know that means they don't support him necessarily.
So, do you think that a Republican running for office this year could come out for Casey Putch in a primary that they are running in against Ramaswamy? I don't think they could.
I don't mean you could. Always, I guess you might be endorsed. Ramaswamy might endorse the other person, I guess.
Well, it's like what I was telling you before. It's like Fox News. Fox News has operated over the years on the idea that this is where Republicans want to come because nobody else will give Republicans a fair shake. But the problem with that is that you know you now have cut yourself off from 50% of the people in office or running from office because no Democrat probably is going to come on with you because you've already stated your political leanings as a news organization. So what an organization like Fox News tries to do is discredit all legitimate news organizations because they don't want the Republicans to go on with them. They want to say, hey, this is where Republicans can come and be treated fairly. But yet, if you ask the Republicans who go on the legitimate news sources if they were treated fairly there, they'll say yes.
Well, why would they say no? I mean, the only one who I can think says no is Trump. But I think he just says that it's all a lie anyways.
Oh, I could think of, I'm not going to name them, but I could think of some other ones who complain about media outlets where they've been treated fairly.
Or unfairly?
No, where they've been treated fairly, but they will say they've been treated unfairly.
Oh, well, I see what you mean now, but okay. I mean, maybe.
I think the conflict between Jim Jordan and Colleen Marshall is a good example of that. I don't think Colleen Marshall treated Jim Jordan unfairly, but I don't think he would ever sit down and do an interview with her.
Well, I don't think Jim Jordan's doing interviews with anybody right about now.
He goes on Fox News every so often.
Well, I guess I must have missed it.
Which, again, Greg Rogan is another example locally. Greg Rogan will not do an interview right now because there's certain things he doesn't want to be asked.
Well, you know, there's certain things he doesn't want to be asked.
Right. But if somebody guaranteed him that they would not ask him those things, maybe he would do it. I don't know.
But then what's the point? But then what's the point of the interview?
Herein lies the problem.
There's no point to do it at that.
I mean, but it's pretty simple logic. Why do you think the No Kings rallies get such attention on social media? It's always our biggest story when we run it. Gets more comments. Marion Starr, the same thing.
Well, it's divisive.
Yeah, but other things are divisive, and you would think something happening in your own hometown, like sewer rates going up or sanitation rates going up or aquatic center rates going up or a fight at City Hall, would hit you harder than a No Kings rally.
I don't think anybody's happy that they raise the rates.
I think it's because nobody's defending the local politicians. People are still defending Trump, which creates a conflict with the No Kings rallies. Nobody's out there really defending.
Well, that's kind of my point, I guess, in an offhanded way.
Yeah, but I don't think the rallies in and of themselves are conflict. It's not a conflicted story.
What do you mean? It's a protest. It's inherently conflicting. No. You were saying what you are doing
is bad. No, because it's a peaceful
protest. I am in opposition to this.
Right, but it's a peaceful protest.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
and
they're
the story,
out there rioting.
And, right, but the story is never what... It's not Trump stinks. The story is, here's what they were saying, here's what they were doing, here's where they were.
Yeah.
Who, what, when, where, why.
Yeah.
Just like every story. Who, what, when, where,
yes,
why.
Yes, that's how you write stories.
Right, well... that's how some people
that's
write stories.
To write stories.
Well, you're supposed to, but that's not always the way it goes. But a story who, what, when, where, why on local government doesn't get that kind of play. And it can be conflictual. I'm sure a lot of people don't like having their sanitation rates raised. I'm sure a lot of people don't like the aquatic center rate going up.
Yeah, but there's nobody to defend that besides the people who did it.
Right, but where are they? Somebody voted for these people.
Well, I mean, you could vote for somebody and be...
A car crash, which is inherently a salacious story, like a fire, does not get the attention that the No Kings gets. And I think that bothers the... I guess it would be the Trump folk, because this is mostly against Trump. It's not against the Republican Party. So I think that also plays into it.
Well, I don't want to say like a car accident where a car catches on fire is like regular, but I mean it's not. I mean it's not a protest. Protests are scheduled and happen. There's like advanced.
Well, that's what
notice.
I'm saying. It's not. It's not like breaking news. This protest happened. Usually, a breaking news story will always outdo a straight news story. But there's something about those protests that get people riled up, and not every protest does that.
Well, yeah, because there are people...
Like, I remember a few years ago, like what were the rallies about? They weren't called No Kings. Oh, what were the rallies about? I can't remember. What did they call them?
I don't know.
There was a group. They protested a few years ago. Black Lives Matter. Oh. Now, when those rallies would happen, it wasn't that kind of a response.
I guess. I don't know. I'm sure there were complaints. I don't know. I don't know.
When there were Black Lives Matter protests down at City Hall, they did not generate that kind of response.
Well, I can imagine, I guess.
And this is somebody getting killed, which is usually why they would protest.
Yeah.
You think that's a divisive story, but... There's something about those No Kings rallies that really get people all bent out of shape. And I don't understand...
But people generally tend to agree with the protesters of the Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I don't
thing.
Think they did.
You don't think they did?
No, no.
I heard...
There was a guy... There were people standing across the street with guns. You know, when they were rallying against guns. And people wearing shirts that say, get your knee out of my back. And I thought they were far more...
Well, I guess then there were counter-protests. They kind of just did their own thing.
Right, but isn't that the conflict on Facebook?
Well, I mean, but Facebook... Well, but there wasn't a conflict on Facebook because they took it to the physical world. They just said, well, they're going to protest this. I'm going to protest in opposition.
So your point is what? So why does that not generate the attention that the... I mean, even the story, the show we
because
did recapping the No Kings... Got something like over 100 reactions and still going.
I don't know. I mean, people in general aren't happy right now. I mean, Trump's approval rating's like something like 32% or something like that.
Very low. But that's showbiz. Again, phone lines are open 41 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday night, getting ready for the big holiday, 740-383-9944. What's coming up tonight on your show?
Not quite this, but politics. We're going to talk about the war in Iran and things like that. And then if we get a chance, we're going to talk about the NFL free. Ooh, I had a hiccup there. NFL free agency.
Well, that's exciting.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, it's baseball season.
I don't know anything about baseball.
Cubs are not doing well to start off the season.
What are the rules to baseball? You got any penalties?
Penalties? You got errors.
I'm sure there are penalties. Like, you can't fist fight. I'm sure. What happens if you break the rules?
Well, let's do some fun stories.
They just eject you?
Let's go here. Let's see here. Well, that's the president's speech on Iran. We did that. Let's see. I don't know. What's a good story?
Why are baseball games so cheap?
Why are they cheap? Because they happen all the time. They're not on one day a week. There's, you know, like 6 games a week.
That's a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
That's a lot of baseball.
So what do you think about Supreme Court? They haven't made their ruling yet that I'm aware of on birthright citizenship.
Well, I mean, I'm not a Supreme Court justice, but I think that the Constitution's pretty simple on that one.
Seems that the justices feel that way as well. They've already made some comments that are they're confused on what the whole argument is.
I mean,
here.
I can't like quote it verbatim, but it basically says anybody who's like something like under the authority of the United States. If you live in the United States, I mean, you're pretty good and well bound to follow the laws. I mean, you are under the authority of the United States at that point.
You know, I'll tell you what. I've had this conversation a lot recently. I had yesterday with somebody. What is with the anti-Semitic vibe in this country right now? I have never seen an anti-Semitic vibe like this in my lifetime, and I bet there hasn't been an anti-Semitic vibe like this since World War II. I don't know. What in the world? Why so anti-Semitic?
I think Israel's done things that people aren't fond of, and people tend to conflate Israel with like Judaism as a whole, I guess.
Yes, I understand that that's the logic, but that's the most convoluted logic I've ever heard in my life.
I agree with you, but, you know, I'm not, you know, yeah.
So that's how we became so anti-Semitic?
I don't see any other reason as to...
Why are we so against Israel, but yet we're so for Israel at the same time?
I don't know that we're necessarily so against or for... I think...
Our government is for... there's a sect of people that are very against.
I think people just get tired of the United States. I don't know what's the word? They bailing out maybe Israel.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
So we become anti-Semitic because we're tired of bailing them out?
They're not. I mean, there's a lot of like foreign money that comes in from Israel into AIPAC.
Okay.
I mean, the people just. I guess it would seem to people if there's a lot of foreign influence from an
Yes, but
country.
What? Why does that cause a backlash to the Jewish religion?
Because people conflate Israel with Judaism.
But that's not sensible.
I agree. But, I mean, I'm not, but, you know, you take that up with everybody else.
I mean, there, and I don't know what this meant, I'm not really sure, but there was a police cruiser at the temple here in Marion the other night. Now, I don't know why that was, but that's strange.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know we had a Jewish temple here.
Yep.
Or a synagogue, I guess. They're synagogues, right? Yeah,
temple.
Yeah.
But my point is that why? I don't understand it. Because we don't like Israel. So we're going to be against every Jewish person.
I think that about does it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's bright.
I didn't say it was brilliant. I just said that. I mean, that's about the best guess I got for you.
I don't know. It's a very odd thing.
Well, I mean, what other reasons you got? I mean, I don't know,
but I think it's very strange that there is this big anti-Semitic streak.
I mean, I know that there's the whole, like, I mean, you got all, like, the stereotypes for, like, the Jewish people in the banking and Hollywood and, I don't know, some other stereotypes. I don't know. Those are about the only ones I got.
Right, but who likes to be stereotyped?
I mean, nobody as far as I know.
I don't know. I just find it very bizarre, this anti-Semitic trend with everybody. I mean, you can hardly go anywhere without hearing an anti-Semitic remark now.
Like, you mean in the world or in, like...
Yes. I can go to a grocery store, I can go to a department, I can go to a school.
I mean, I'm not...
I can go anywhere and I will hear something anti-Semitic.
No, I haven't been around for all that long, but it's my understanding that Israel was a pretty popular country before Netanyahu came along. And now,
popular
now,
with who?
Well, I mean, people liked
Israel. Not with Palestine.
Obviously not.
Not with Iran.
Yeah, but you know, the Middle. Of course, the Middle East isn't going to like Israel. I guess the UK took the mandate of Palestine and made it. Oh, look at that! Boom, Jewish homeland, and gave it to them. I mean, yeah, I mean they were not happy about that. I mean, you know, I mean I think they should probably get over it at this point. I guess. I mean, it happened like 80 years ago.
Oh, that's not a long time in the...
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I know it's not a long time ago. But, like, I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, come on.
People like to fight.
People do like to fight, yes.
People are not very passive. We are not a turn-the-other-cheek society.
Well, you know. I mean, you know, we should turn the other cheek.
We don't, though.
Well,
never have. Oh well, you know, I hope it gets better because it's really a nasty thing when you hear people talk about this. Now, the Democratic presidential hopefuls are talking about their childhoods.
Who are the three?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
And he's talking about his parents' divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Shapiro is talking about his unstable mother. And Governor Pritzker is talking about his alcoholic mother.
Where's Pritzker from?
Illinois.
Ah, that's right. Cool.
So, is this good to talk about the foibles in your childhood?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't see what the point is. I mean, it just... I mean, I guess maybe they're trying to seem, like, relatable, but I think there are many better ways to come off it. Like, talk about your favorite movie or what kind of music you listen to or, like, I don't know, like, I ride, you know, bikes in the, I don't know, like you could talk about anything that people do. I mean,
People do like it when you get personal, though.
I don't know why this is, why this is the route they went.
I don't know why it's always the mother. I think that's fascinating.
Well, I mean...
You know, where was the father when Shapiro had an unstable mother?
At work.
Oh, so he gets off the hook?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe that's why she was unstable.
I wasn't there.
She was
tired.
She didn't want to be home anymore.
I'm taking a guess. I mean, I'm going to assume... I mean,
and
maybe
when Pritzker's mom was an alcoholic, where was the father?
Maybe at work.
See, that's stereotypical in and of itself.
Well, you know, I mean... it's not exactly great. I mean, if you're always at work, I mean, it's not exactly great. You have little
But you don't get the blame.
Well, but you don't get any of the other rewards either.
I'd rather have...
People love their mothers.
Or not.
Yeah, or not. I mean, you know, Mother's Day is one of the biggest holidays in the United States. Father's Day, towards the bottom.
Yeah, but you can get some hostility going for your mother that a lot of people don't get for their fathers.
Yeah, people don't like it when you tell them things.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Do you have a story there you want to tell?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? Well, if you feel like you want to drop something, there, go right ahead. Maybe you too can run for president if you have a story. You never know. You can slide right in there anytime. I don't know. It's strange to me that these three are out there doing this.
Oh, yeah, I don't see what the point is. I don't think it does you any good.
Most people would not talk about their mother this way, even if they were. Nobody's perfect.
I agree.
You know, Kay Ballard, the legendary...
I think everybody does the best they can. I would hope.
Yes, that's what the legendary Kay Ballard said years ago. I thought she had the best story about her mother. She said she did not get along with her mother her entire life, and her mother got sick. She knew her mother was dying. And she said, I'm going to go see her. So she went to see her. And she said when she opened up the door and her mother was in the hospital bed, her mother opened up her arms to give her a hug. And Kay said that in that moment, all the anger and all the hostility went away that she had for her mother because she realized that her mother was a person and she did the best that she knew how. And she said that she wished that... Instead of criticizing people, they would realize that they are people, even moms, and they're doing the best that they know how.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I think most of the time we're kind of the blind leading the blind. I mean, you know, especially if you're the first kid. I mean, they never had a kid before. I mean, they're flying by the seat of their pants, figuring it out as they go.
Right. There's no manual.
Yeah, there are plenty of books, but each one's going to tell you something different, kind of that kind of thing.
But the middle kid gets the middle child syndrome.
That's right. Okay.
You're a middle child, right? I've heard that. And I've heard from folk that you have the middle child syndrome.
I think they might be wrong.
Why are you so against having the middle child syndrome?
I don't know. It's just something about having a syndrome that people tend to not like to have syndromes.
Now, when people have made this comment that you have the middle child syndrome, what do you think they're referring to?
I don't know. I don't really know what middle child syndrome is all that well.
So you don't even ask. You just hear it.
Well, I mean, anytime you have a syndrome, it sounds like you've got a sickness of some kind.
I think it's lacking attention is what it is. Because you're not the oldest, you're not the youngest, you weren't the first, you're not the last. So you're just in there.
I don't know. I was my grandma's favorite.
Oh, she would admit that?
No, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, it wasn't hard to tell.
Well, you can't say that.
I mean, like... Okay, girl, you know those like Kool-Aid popsicles that come in the tube and you can buy them? Like, you know, there's all different kinds of colors. I really liked the green one as a kid, so she would take out all the green ones and hide them for me so nobody else could have any of the green ones.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wait, and your siblings didn't have that going?
No, no, they did not.
Did she like your siblings?
Yeah, she likes my siblings. She likes all the grandkids, yeah.
Okay.
I just, for some reason, ended up being the favorite.
Well, who's your parents' favorite?
Kaylee.
Oh, see, there you go. But they deny this.
Yeah, well, my grandma and grandpa would never... Well, I'm not my grandpa's favorite. I'm my grandma's favorite. I think my grandpa's favorite's one of my other cousins.
Oh. Well.
Got a picture of her on the desk. Nobody else.
Well, why is it that you think... We went through this before, that your sister is the favorite.
I don't know. I mean, I
don't think they like when you say that. Maybe it's part of the middle child syndrome.
Oh, no, my mom says that she thinks I make her look like a bad parent.
There you go. You're just like old Pritzker and Shapiro there.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling things like I remember them.
But they may not be true. We don't really know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I was a kid. I'm sure I had some backwards logic at the time, you know.
I don't know. I think it's very interesting.
I mean, you know.
How about this poor Nancy Guthrie? Is she anybody's favorite at this point? Well, kidnapped for 2 months.
Is there any new information?
Nothing. Apparently, you can kidnap somebody and hold on to them for quite a while.
Well, you gotta be good.
Who are these people who kidnapped her?
Well, they have to have like a whole height. I mean, they got a video.
We found the Ayatollah. We can't find Nancy Guthrie.
That's right.
Do you understand this?
Took out a whole world leader in the meantime.
God almighty.
How long has it been now?
2 months.
2 months?
I mean, I don't know where you err at this point. I mean, I think her kids want her back alive. Of course you want the person back alive. But has this woman been tortured? What's she been through?
Well, I hope they're not torturing the poor woman.
But what do you think she's doing for 2 months, sitting around watching television all day?
I mean, if I kidnap somebody, that's what I'd probably have them doing, sitting around watching TV. I mean...
But to not... A woman of her age being...
Them?
Oh, God.
I mean, if I kidnap somebody, I want to get you back in good shape. I'm not
But a woman of that
you.
Age can't sit in a chair all day, every day, for 2 months like that.
Walk around the room.
Oh, you think they're making... Oh, you getting your... Hey, kidnap victim, you getting your steps in today? Did you take your medication on time? Did
like,
you take
I,
it with
I mean,
food?
No. You think he's got to tie
That's
it up
torturing.
In a chair for
Which is for 2 months? Torture.
I would hope they don't have this woman just tied up for 2 months.
It's horrible. It's a horrible story.
I don't understand kidnapping. The risk does not outweigh the reward in my viewpoint.
I don't know where she is. I just wish we knew where the woman was. I think that's what her kids want to know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I'd want to find her.
Poor lady.
I hope she's all right.
Yeah, she might have had summer plans or something. She might want to get back before the...
Well, I think her summer plans have changed this
God, when did she get kidnapped? Wasn't it February? Somewhere in that area? Poor lady. 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinion on this? 56 minutes past the hour. 4 minutes left in this particular hour. I don't know.
They don't have
any... You know, I saw a horrible... What? Go ahead.
They don't have any leads?
Oh, I'm sure they have leads they're not telling us about. But where is this woman?
Well, I don't know. They ought to figure it out.
And in that interview, oh, I could only watch that once with the daughter, Savannah, crying, saying, sorry, mommy. Just horrible. And think if her mother is seeing that.
Well,
now that's guilt.
I wouldn't think that her mom's holding any grudge toward her.
No, but you would hold it against yourself if you think that you were kidnapped because of your fame.
I guess. Well, yeah, I could see that.
I just think it's horribly sad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's rough. Nobody should be kidnapped. Kidnapping's never good.
No. I hope she comes up back. Wouldn't it be nice if she was able to be home for Easter?
That would be nice, yeah.
I would hope they'd find her tonight or tomorrow. Let her go. What are these kidnappers got? Well, she can probably identify them. That's the problem. See, that's why kidnapping's a problem.
Like I said, I mean, I don't see any reward to the risk in kidnapping.
This is why Harding's dog collars never come back.
Well, they didn't kidnap anything.
They stole it.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
somebody knows where it is, but nobody wants to say because they're all afraid that they're going to be tangentially involved.
They already said they're not going to press charges.
No, but I bet you'd get a stern talking.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, if I committed a crime and then the cops said no, we're not going to press any. I feel like it's a trap.
it's a trap, but it's not. But everybody thinks it's a trap. And I'm sure that's what the kidnappers think. They think it's a trap.
Well, I'm sure it is a trap. Well, I mean, I hate to be that guy, but yeah, I mean, if I'm the kidnapper, I would assume it's a trap.
So how does it end? You can't let her go. You can't take the money. You can't do
why
what
did
you...
Why did you kidnap a woman to begin
so
with?
So what do you do?
I mean, you don't kidnap people.
Well, you got to do... You don't want to kill her, because then you've got murder charges. You're going to prison for the rest of your life. I mean, it's awful. I don't understand this.
I don't know.
Kidnapping is dumb.
Kidnapping is dumb. There's it too hard.
Theft is dumb.
Theft is dumb.
I mean, you're in the end, it's not going to work out for you.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it. You know, like if I was like stealing food because I didn't have the money to like, you know, I don't know, feed myself or like my family or something, and then you're like, you know, threatening to send me to jail. Like, I think that's a positive for me, honestly. Free food, free housing, free healthcare. I can get behind a free board. Get a free house.
You think prison's a treat?
It's free.
No, you don't want that sort of thing. All right, we're coming back after this short but important break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so